祷。
Dear God, I thank you for this day.
主啊，我们为今天感谢你。
Thank you for your goodness to us.
谢谢你对我们的恩赐和良善。
Now I ask that you will help us as we study your word.
当我们学习你的话语的时候，求你来帮助我们。
To learn to be more like you.
求你帮助我们能学习更像你。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣宝贵的名。Amen.
Our topic today is a little difficult.
今天我们的这个主题比较难，比较困难。
If I ask you, how many of you want to live a life of victory over temptation?
有多少人如果我问你说你想要过一个胜过试探的生活，多少人会举手？
Will you say, yes, I do.
大家都说 yes, okay. 我想要做过一个胜过试探的生活。
If I ask you, how many of you expect to live a life of victory over temptation?
如果多少人说你期待能过一个胜过试探的生活？
Now how many hands?
多少人会举手？
So we have a problem.
所以我们有一个问题。
This is what we want.
那个是我们想要的。
Right?
对不对？
Would you agree that the Bible says this is what we are supposed to do?
你同意不同意？圣经上说我们就应该是这样的。
And yet, we really don't expect it.
但是我们在心里却不期待这件事真的会发生。
And in fact, if any of you had raised your hand,
如果我们中间任何人举了手
，Everyone would look at you，
然后别人都会看着你。
Really？
真的吗
？You can do that？
你觉得你可以这样的胜过试探吗
？So we have this conflict between what we say we want。
所以我们中间这是有一个矛盾的。一方面，我们说我们这
and
我们想要的。
And what we say the Bible calls us to do。
然后也同意说圣经是这样教导我们，要我们成为这样。
And what we expect。
然后也有就是说我们真正的心里觉得我们能不能做到我们的期待。
Now you know in any area of life,
你知道在生活中的方方任何一个方面
that our expectations have a big impact on the results, right?
其实我们的这个期待呢跟我们有个很大的有一个对我们的期待会对我们的结果会有很大的影响。
If you say you're going to go on a diet,
如果你说你要进食你要减肥要节制。
But you don't expect to lose any weight.
但是你却不期待你会减体重下降。
You don't expect to change how you live.
如果你不期待你的生命生活会改变。
You don't expect to exercise or to eat more healthy.
如果你都不期待你去锻炼身体吃得更健康。
Will you lose weight?
你会不会体重下降呢？肯定不会。
No, it's almost impossible.
那是不可能的。
Our expectations guide us.
我们的期待会引导我们。
If you say, I'm going to be a person who is easier to get along with.
如果你说我想变成那个更好相处的人。
I know I always irritate people.
我总是让别人跟我在一起让人觉得很不舒服。然后我要改变。
But you really don't expect to.
但是你却心里并不说
这件事不会发生。You still expect to be an old grouchy person who no one likes.
你还是其实在你心里还是觉得别人就是那个总是老是抱怨很烦人的那个人。
What are you going to be?
那你最后如果你心里其实这么期待的觉得你就是那样的人那你最后会变成什么样的人呢
An old grouchy person that no one likes.
就是一个又老又烦的人没人喜欢。
And so we say, yes, I want to live a life of victory over temptation.
所以呢，一方面我们说我们想过一个能够胜过试探的生活。
And God's word says I'm supposed to live a life of victory over temptation.
然后圣经也很清楚地告诉我们，我们就是应该过那个胜过试探的生活。
But none of us actually will raise our hands and say, yes, I expect to live a life of victory
over temptation. 但是我们每个人说，你觉得你可以，你也期待你过这样的生活吗？却没人敢举手。
Now, there is a good reason that we are afraid to raise our hand.
为什么我们没举手？这是有一个很，其实是有原因的。
As I already said, we're afraid our neighbors will look at us and say, "You really?"
所以我们都害怕我们旁边人看着我们说，真的，你觉得你可以过这种生活吗？
But the other reason is, if we're honest, we look at our past.
如果我们坦白的看我们的过去的经历，
and we say,
然后我们就说
，I failed.
我那时候失败了。
I failed.
然后我又失败了。
I failed.
我又失败了。
I failed.
我又失败了。
Why should I expect this week to be different?
为什么我会过去我失败那么多我怎么会觉得我现在会不一样呢
?And so I want us to look today at how God has equipped us to face temptation.
所以呢，我今天就想看神是怎么来装备我们，怎么来让我们能够面对试探。
To recognize that one of the keys is this.
让我们能够意识到其中的一个重要的一个关键点在于
We often have tried to do it in our own strength.
很多时候我们是想靠着自己的力量来做。
I can handle this.
我可以做，我可以。
And we can't.
但是我们做不到。
And it is in allowing God's power to work through us that He equips us for victory over temptation.
其实是允许神的能力在我们生命中来工作，然后他引导我们能够来过一个胜过试探的生活。
So then, let me change the question that I asked you at the beginning.
所以呢，让我把刚开始我问你们的问题换一个角度来问。
From Do you expect to live a life of victory over temptation?
就是说从一个我期待能过一个胜过试探的生活吗
To ask, how many of you think that God is able in His power to give you victory over temptation?
多少人相信说神可以靠着他的能力我们可以过一个
Okay, we start to get some hands. Good.
过一个能够胜过试探的生活我们看到很多人举手
And then the more difficult question.
然后一个更困难的问题
How many of you expect God to give you power to have victory over temptation.
多少人你期待神会给你这个能力让你能胜过试探
That change is very important.
这个就改变了很多
That it's no longer my willpower.
不是我自己的意志上的能力
But trusting in him.
而是信靠他
But you do understand, I hope.
我也希望你真的能够了解
That God is probably not going to pick you up physically.
你也要想到神不会真的是把你给抓起来。
From that place of temptation and carry you somewhere else and drop you in a church.
神不是说就是真的是就在身看你在一个受试探的环境你把自己放在一个环境神把你从那边抓起来把你放在一个教会里那样一个环境。
Yes, he says it would be nice.
如果神有一个弟兄说如果神真的那样做那就太好了。
But that's not how God does it.
但是那不是神工作的方式。
And so I have to cooperate withThe grace that He gives me.
所以我必须要配合神要给我的这个恩典。
If I have struggled with alcohol,
如果你就是在酗你酗酒
，and I know this is a temptation that holds me in its power.
如果我知道这个酒对我有很大的诱惑
，I cannot say.
我就不能说
，God, I'm going down to the neighborhood bar.
然后说神啊，我要去那个酒吧。
I'm going to buy my favorite whiskey.
我要买我最喜欢喝的那个威士忌。
I'm going to set it there in front of me.
然后我就把这杯酒放在我跟前。
But I'm going to trust you to give me power not to drink it.
但是我相信你会给我这个能力让我看着这个酒也不喝。
Good luck on that.
我说那你就好运嘛祝你好运。
Right?
对不对
He will give me power.
他是会给你能力。
But I'm going to have to stay out of that place that has been the place that traps me over and over.
但是你要远离那个让你一次一次跌倒的地方。
I work with college students.
我跟那个教大学生。
Young men will come to the college.
然后呢年轻人就到上大学了。
Who have struggled with pornography.
他们在过去呢就是看那个黄色的录像。
First and very simple step, it's not the end of the process.
就是说刚开始他们所能采取的第一个步骤不是说最后的一个步骤。
But one thing is, quit going to certain websites.
就是你不要再去上那个网站。
Don't go to that website and say, now God help me not to look at anything here.
你不是去到那个网站上给神说神啊你帮助我不要去在这个网站上看任何东西。
And I have said to some guys,
我就对一些年轻人说
Are you stupid?
你真是笨吗
Or do you think God is stupid?
或者你觉得神很笨
It's one or the other.
反正这是两个中间要选其一
Either you are really too dumb to know.
或者你太笨了，你都不知道
That when you go to that website, you're going to get in trouble.
你一旦上到那个网站上，你就会有麻烦
Or you think that God is so dumb.
或者你觉得神很笨
That you can go to that and He won't know that what you're trying to do.
然后他知道你上了那个网站，你好像他。不知道你想要干什么。
God gives us power for temptation.
神给我们胜过试探的能力。
But,
但是
we must cooperate with the grace that He gives us.
但是我们要跟他所要给我们的恩典要配合。
So, let's look at this.
让我们再看。
Let's start in Ephesians 2.
让我们看到以弗所书第二章。
The first thing I want to look at
我们第一个要看的是
is the question, Who am I?
第一个就是我是谁。
Who am I? Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
You were dead in your trespasses and sin.
你死在过犯罪恶中。
You followed the path of this world.
你跟随随从今世的风俗。
You followed the prince of the power of the air. You followed Satan.
你就是跟顺从空中掌权者的首领。
You were disobedient.
你就是不顺服。
You lived, verse 3, by the passions, the desires of your flesh.
你是随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行。
You carried out your physical desires and the desires of your mind.
放纵肉体的私欲，随着你心中所喜好的去行。
You were children of wrath.
本为可怒之子。
Does that sound like your past at all?
这像不像你的过去呢？
Whether it was big sins or little, that's where we live.
不管说是大罪还是别人眼中的小罪，那就是过去，我们就是那个样子。
You know, what I'm going to say here is not very profound.
我说的这个好像不是一个很深奥的道理。
But there is a reason that we sin.
那有原因，我们为什么会犯罪呢？
What is it?
为什么呢？
We want to.
因为我们想要犯罪。
Right?
对不对？
We look at the sin. Yes, I know. At some point we said, I don't want to do that anymore.
然后呢看着那个罪我们会说哎呀可能我不想做了。
But at that moment,
但是在那一刻你看到那个罪的时候
we look at it,
你看着它
and we want it.
你就想要那个罪。
If you're not tempted, it means you don't want it. That's not a problem for you.
如果你没有被诱惑的话说明你就根本不想要它对你来讲那就不是试探也不是诱惑。
And Paul says,
保罗说
We lived according to those desires.
我们是照着心中的这个喜好心中的愿望来
生活。We wanted it and we took it.
我们想要所以我们就拿了。
We were controlled by that.
我们被这个心中的这种喜好所控制。
No matter how many times we thought I'm going to change, the fact is we were captivated by our desires.
所以不管多少次我们说我要改变但是实际上是我们的这个心愿我们喜好的奴隶。
But go to verse 4.
但是像我们现在来看第四节。
But God.
但是神。
In your Bibles, anywhere you see that phrase.
就是任何时候你看到的英文这里翻译成但是或者然而。我看到
Always take a marker and just kind of circle it, put a box around that highlight.
就是你一旦看到就是说但是神然而神你就把它给圈起来。
Because always in the Bible, this is an important phrase.
因为在所有的圣经中这两个字是很重要的。
Some Sunday, I hope I can preach about this phrase.
有一天呢我希望在我们教会我可以讲这两个字。
Because always it is a turnaround.
因为一旦说到但是神的话就是一个转折点。
It is someone who has nothing.
他是说从一个转折从一个人一无所有。
Their life is in trouble.
他们的生活一团乱麻。
But God,
但是一旦说但是神
and then it tells of a miracle that God brought into their life.
然后就是说有一个奇迹发生神要带到他们的生命中。
A woman who is barren and cannot have children.
或者说一个母亲一个妻子不怀孕没法生育。
But God gives her a son.
一旦说但是神给了他一个儿子。
It's always that turnaround.
所以呢一旦说是这个但是神出现就是一个转折点。
And this one is one of the greatest of them.
但是这个但是神是最伟大的这个圣经中。
You were dead in your sins.
说你死在罪中。
You were controlled by your passions.
你被你的私欲所控制。
You were a child of God's anger.
你是可怒之子。
But God,
然而神，但是神
being rich in mercy because of the great love that he loved us with.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱
made us alive together with Christ.
便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
We were dead in our sins, he made us alive with Christ.
我们已经死在罪中，但是他却让我们跟基督一同活过来。
He raised us up and seated him in heavenly places.
他又叫我们与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。
So the first question this morning is,
所以第一个问题是，我是谁？
Many, many people go through life saying,
很多人就经过生活就说，
I am a sinner,
我是罪人，
saved by grace,
被恩典所救，
and
所救赎。
That is true.
那是对的。
But for many people, it communicates something that isn't very true.
但是对很多人，他们所理解的其实是
And that is, I am still captive to my sin.
他的理解就是说，我现在还是被罪所捆绑。
But God's going to overlook it.
但是神就不看我的这个罪了。
That's not what Paul says.
那不是保罗所说的。
Paul says, I was dead.
保罗说你原来死了。
And now I'm alive.
现在我活了。
I was in my sins.
我过去是在罪中。
And now I'm in Christ.
现在我是在基督里。
I was captive to my passions.
我过去是我私欲的奴仆，被他所控制。
And now I am seated with him in heavenly places.
现在我跟神在一同坐在天上。
He says, yes, I was a sinner.
保罗说，是的，我过去是罪人。
And yes, left to myself, I still am.
所以呢，保罗说，要是光靠我自己，就是神不管我，我还是罪人。
But that is no longer what defines me.
但是这个不再是对我的定义了。
Now, I am God's child.
现在我是神的孩子。
Now, I am transformed by him.
现在我被他所改变。
And now I live in his power.
现在呢我靠着他的能力而生活。
And so I start my life, I start my new life.
所以我现在开始我的新生活。
I face temptation.
我会面对试探。
As a new person.
我像一个新的人，作为一个新造的人来面对试探。
Who is no longer dead in my sins.
我不再是那个死在罪中的人。
First Corinthians.
第一哥林多前书。
He tells us that we are, made new creatures.
哥林多后书 I think it's a,
and then in First Corinthians 1.
在哥林多前书讲到。
He tells us what that means.
哥林多前书讲到说这个新人是什么意思。
Since we are new creatures.
说因为我们是新造的人。
This is who we are.
我们现在是什么样的人呢
?To the church of God that is in Corinth.
他说在哥林多神的教会
to those sanctified in Christ,
就是在基督耶稣里成圣
that means made holy,
就是我们已经被神做成改造成圣洁
called to be saints,
蒙召做圣徒的
with all those who call on the name of our Lord Jesus,
以及所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督之名的人
Now, I didn't get a very positive response when I asked how many of you expect to live victory over temptation.
我刚才大家的回应没有多少人就是说一个很强烈的回应说多少人我们相信我们期待我们会过一个胜过试探的生活。
I'll get even less response to this question.
但是我问这个问题可能大家的那个回应是更少。
If I ask,
如果我问你们
How many of you are saints?
多少人你们是圣徒
Okay, I'm getting some response.
我确实我竟然有回应。
At least one of those hands shouldn't be up, but
但有一个手好像不应该。
I won't call any names.
我不会讲他的名字。
Oh, hi, Joshua. Just saw you.
我刚看到你。
Paul says,
保罗说
we are, as God's children,
作为神的儿女
made holy.
我们被成为圣洁
we
我们成圣
are saints.
我们是圣徒。
And it seems to me that part of the key of expecting to live a life of victory over sin.
所以呢，我觉得要过一个胜过试探的一个得胜的生活的一个关键点在于什么呢
？Is to face that temptation.
就是你面对这个试探的时候
，knowing this is who I am.
我是谁？
I am not dead in my sins.
我不再是说死在过犯罪恶中。
I am.As hard as it is to believe,
虽然是很难相信，我是谁呢
？Called to be a saint,
我被神呼召成为圣徒。
Called to be holy,
被神呼召成为圣洁。
And the God who called me to be holy,
那位呼召我成为圣洁的神
is the one who lives in me,
他也是那位住在我里边的神
and gives me power in the face of this temptation.
当我面对这个试探的时候，他会给我力量，给我能力。
Now I
去面对这个试探
temptation with a new attitude.
所以我现在在面对这个试探的时候，我可以里边有个新的、不同的态度。
Because before I faced this temptation this way,
以前我是怎么样面对试探的呢？
I have fallen to this temptation 3,829 times.
我都失败了。
And there is almost no chance in the world.
在这个世界上再也没有机会，我今天也不会胜利。
And if I am victorious today,
如果我今天真的得胜了
I'll fall tomorrow.
明天我又会失败
So I might as well go ahead and enjoy it today.
所以我干嘛不现在就去享受这个罪呢
Right?
对不对
But if instead I can say,
然后呢相反的我要这样说。
Yes, there was a time when I was dead in my sins.
对过去我是死在过犯罪恶中。
And to my shame, I fell to that temptation 3,829 times.
过去确实是我的羞耻我最后过去失败了3,829次。
But God has made me alive.
但是神让我活过来。
He has made me to live in Christ.
他让我活在基督里。
He has made me a new creature.
他让我成为一个新造的人。
He has made me holy.
他已经让我成圣，成为圣洁。
He has called me to be a saint.
他已经呼召我成为圣徒。
And so I'm going to allow him to work through me.
所以我就要允许他在我身上工作。
And to work in me.
也在我通过我工作在我里边工作
And give me victory over this temptation
给我胜利能够面对这个试探让我今天就能胜过这个试探
We'll take care of tomorrow
明天再说明天的事儿
But today
但是今天
I will live in victory over this temptation
但是今天我要胜过这个试探
You see, it seems to me that when Satan tempts us he loves to get us to do two things
当撒旦试探我们的时候他喜欢让我们做两件事情
To look back.
第一个是看你过去，你过去的你怎么做的。
And say, you know, I failed all these times.
你过去失败了这么多次。
I can't be victorious.
我现在肯定是赢不了了，胜不了了。
To look forward to the future.
或者是看未来。
And say, 20 more years, 30 more years. I can't live that long.
说要过20年、30年，我都要过这个得胜的生活，肯定没办法做20年、30年都能胜过这个试探。
The good news is you don't have to.
但是好消息是我们不需要。
Paul says you are called to be holy today.
保罗说是你今天被呼召成为圣洁。
Live a life of victory today.
今天你就可以过圣洁的生活。
In Romans he says we have been set free from the law of sin and death.
罗马书已经讲得很清楚，我们已经脱离罪和死的律了。
We are no longer captive to that.
我们不再是罪和死的奴仆。
We are no longer in bondage to the sins of our past.
我们不再是那个罪的奴仆，我们不再被那个所捆绑。
Because we are new creatures.
因为我们是新造的人。
If that is true,
如果那个是对的，真实的。
That I am a new creature.
我是一个新造的人。
Then we come to the question, so as this new creature, is it possible to live in victory over sin today?
就是作为一个新造的人作为在神里新创造的我们有没有可能在今天能够胜过这个试探就是今天
Or if today seems too long,
或者今天看得太长了
Is it possible to live in victory over temptation for the next 5 minutes?
或者有没有可能你就是说在下面五分钟你就这五分钟你胜过试探有没有可能
You understand?
你了解到了吗?
One step at a time.
一次一小步。
Living what God has called us to.
一步一步的就是每次一小部分这样子靠着神过这个试探。看我们请翻到那个约翰一书。
This is to me one of the most practical scriptures about temptation.
这是我圣经里边就是面对试探一个最实际的一个经节。
First John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章。
My little children,
他说我的小子们呢
I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin.
我将这些话写给你们是要叫你们不犯罪。
Now I have dozens of commentaries.
我有好多好多的这个解经书。
And almost all of them have a comment right here.
所有的这个解经书在这里都会写。
A comment that has some version of this.
有些那个解经是这么解释的。
John wrote this, but he really didn't mean it.
他说约翰写这个话，但是他并不真是这个意思，并不真的是心里这么想的。
He had no thoughts that this was actually going to happen.
他就觉得这个肯定是不可能发生的。
I guess he just had extra ink to use.
大概他就是那个墨水太多了，所以必须要写一下。
I don't think so.
我不觉得是这样。
The Holy Spirit inspired John to say.
你知道这个约翰是受圣灵的感动来写下这句话的。
You are new creatures in Christ.
你现在是。在耶稣基督里你是新造的人。
God has set you free from bondage to sin and death.
神已经把你从那个罪和死还有捆绑罪的捆绑里边解脱脱离出来。
And right now at this moment,
但是在这一刻，就现在这一刻
，you are facing temptation.
你现在面对试探，你在这一刻面对试探。
And John says, I am writing to you.
那个约翰说，我给你写信
，so that you won't fall to this temptation.
所以你这次就
I want to encourage you.
不会落在这个试探里。我想要鼓励你。
That to me is incredibly encouraging.
对我来讲，这是不可难以相信的受鼓励。对我
That the Holy Spirit who inspired this,
圣灵就是感动约翰
says to me, "This is what I want for you."
这是圣灵对我说，这是我想要你所，我想要你
成为的。This is what I am making possible for you.
我也让这个成为可能对你
today.
今天对你是成为可能。
For the temptation you are facing right now.
就是面对你所要面对的试探，就这一刻。
Don't look to the past.
不要去看过去。
Don't look to the future.
也不要去看遥远的未来。
For the temptation you are facing right now.
就对你现在所面临的这个试探。
I am writing to you.
我给你写信说。
That you may not sin.
所以你就不要犯罪。
But then.
然后紧接着。
And I start there, and John starts there.
约翰是从这里开始的。
Because that is God's purpose for us.
那是神对我们的心意。
And I don't want you to skip over that first part.
我不想你们就跳过这一句。
Because so many times it seems to me that we just skip that and jump to the next.
然后很多次呢，我们就跳过这个说，是要你们不犯罪，就马上就到下一句。
He starts by saying, "Yes, victory is possible."
约翰的开神就是刚开始是说。可胜利就胜过试探是可能的。
And then he encourages.
然后他就鼓励我们。
But if anyone does sin,
他说，紧接着他就说，若有人犯罪
，We have an advocate with the Father.
在父那里我们有一位
中保。Someone who is our sacrifice.
就是我们的献祭师，为我们的挽回祭。
But then he goes back to the first idea.
然后他又回到刚开始的那个念头。那所要讲的。
It is possible that you may not sin.
他说不犯罪是可能的。
If you sin,
如果你犯罪。
And then verse 3.
然后在第三节说。
This is how I know that I know him.
我们怎么知道我们是属于他认识他的呢
?Now, while I have been at the Chinese church, this word know bothers me a lot.
在我们的那个华人教会呢这个词就是认识知道对我来讲
Because there's a whole bunch of smart people in this church.
因为这个教会里有好多好聪明的人。
A lot of smart people.
很多聪明人。
And the danger of being smart people is this.
作为聪明人的危险是什么呢
?Where does knowledge happen?
知识从哪儿来呢知识在哪儿呢都在你的头脑里面。
Up here.
都在这儿、
right?
都在头上对不对
?I collect it.
我把这个知识就收集起来。
I get notebooks. I fill up hard drives with it.
然后我都可以把知识放在我的那个笔记本上，放在我的那个硬盘上。
But it's only up here.
但是这个所有的知识就是在你的脑子里。
In the Bible, the word knowledge is never, I shouldn't say never, but rarely is it just here.
在圣经里，当他讲到知识的时候，很少他就只是说这个知识只是在你的头脑里。
To know something in the Bible is to experience it.
在圣经里边讲到你知道什么事情，就是你真正的亲身经历过。
In the Bible, if you haven't experienced something, you don't know it yet.
所以在圣经上呢，如果说你知道什么东西，但是你却没有经历过，那个不算知道。
You may know about it.
或者你听到知道关于这件事情。
You may have an awareness of it.
或者你意识到这件事情。
But you don't know it until you experience.
直到你亲身经历了这件事情不算你知道。
So, John starts, I'm writing that you may not sin.
所以约翰开始就说我这样写给你们是要叫你们不犯罪。
If you sin.
如果你犯罪了。
But again, most of the commentaries I have,All of the attention is right here.
所以呢，我所看到所有的解经书，他们的重点都在说，如果你犯罪了。
But it's not where John puts the most attention.
但是却不是约翰他的重点。
Because look at what he does after that.
在他说，如果你们犯罪了，约翰下边紧接着说什么呢
？Here is how I know that I know him.
他说，在这里说，我们知道是我们怎么认识他呢
？If I continue to sin.
如果你继续的，难道是我们继续的犯罪？
Why are you nodding your head? Yes.
为什么我说我们继续犯罪，我们就认识他？大家都在点头了，不是这样。
I want to keep his.
他这里讲到第三节说，我们若遵守他的诫命，就是
Do you see that?
你看到没有？
If the may not sin is point A,
如果说 A 这一点的第一点是说不要犯罪，
if
B,
you sin is point B,
如果第二点是说也许你犯罪了，
now we are back to theme A,
然后我们又回到第一节。
You see it?
A,对不对？
We're keeping his commandments.
就是我们遵守他的诫命。
That's not sin, that may not sin.
这介绍遵守他的诫命就是说或者就是不犯罪或者你犯罪了。
And it's the way that I know that I know him.
这就是你真的是知道你认识他。
Verse 4.
第四节。
If I say that I know him,
然后人若说我认识他
but I don't keep his commandments,
却不遵守他的诫命
I'm a liar.
那你就是说谎的。
We're still on A.
我们还看到没有？我们还在这个 A.
I'm still keeping his commandments.
你看第四节还是讲到说我们要遵守他的诫命。
Whoever keeps his word.
他说凡遵守主道的。
That God's love is being made perfect.
第五节讲到说凡遵守主道的爱神的心在他里面实在是完全的。所以我们还是在第五节还是讲到这个就是 A 这一点。
By this we know that we are in him.
从此呢我们就知道我们是在主里面。
If we say we abide in him, we ought to walk as he walked.
然后在第六节里讲到说人若说他住在主里边就该自己照主所说的去行。看到没有？
Is that A or B?
这个大家想想这是第一点还是 A 点还是 B 点还是 A, 对不对你看到这个里边。所以是除了第二三四五六都是 A.
You understand what I'm saying?
大家有没有了解到我要讲的
John's whole focus here is, I want you to live this way.
所以呢约翰的整个的重点都是说我想要你们过这样不犯罪的生活。
Now if you have failed, let me encourage you.
如果你真的是犯罪了让我鼓励你。
But then, get back up.
然后又再回来。
And go back to God's purpose for you.
再回到神对你的心意神对你的目的。
We turn it around.
但是我们的解经却怎么改过来
say,
我们说
If I, when I sin, this is what happens.
如果当我犯罪了这就会发生什么
John said that may not sin, keep his commandments, walk with him. But that's not important. When I sin, this is God's plan.
保罗约翰说你要是遵守神的诫命我们的重点是、哦、如果我犯罪了该怎么做呢
We turn the whole thing upside down.
我们把整个重点全部颠倒过来了。
John's focus here is, this is how you are to live.
约翰的重点是说这是你应该生活的方式不犯罪但是
I was talking to a young man who was getting ready to do something completely wrong, sinful, he knew it.
我跟一个年轻人谈话他准备要去做一件事情完全的是有罪完全的是错误的他准备要去做了。
And he said,But God is my friend.
但是他说神是我的朋友。
God loves me and I love him.
神爱我我也爱神。
And when I love someone,
当我爱谁的时候
and when I'm their friend, I don't expect them to obey me, I just want them to be my friend and love me.
当他我们是朋友我们他爱我的时候我就希望他并不一定要听我的话他不过就是爱我就行了。
And I said, well, that may be the way you see it.
我说这可能是你看到的你所了解的。
But if so, you're much nicer than God.
你比神好像好很多好
Because the way God sees it is
但是神怎么看这件事呢
If I love him, I will obey him
神怎么说神说如果我爱他我就会听他的话
If I know him, I will obey him
如果我认识他我就会听他的话
If I walk with him, I will walk the direction he is walking
如果我跟他同行我就会跟他走同样的路
You understand?
了解到了吗?
This is what God calls us to be.
这是神对我们呼召的目的。
So I come back to the early question.
所以我们再回到刚开始的这个问题。
If God says this,
如果神已经说了这些,
is it possible?
有没有可能?
Today,
今天就是今天。
Or if you're not sure you can go that long,
如果你不能觉得你今天都坚持不了。
Is it possible for the next hour to live the way he calls us to live?
有没有可能就是下一个小时你就是去过那个神呼召你要过的这个圣洁的生活?
How many of you think that's possible?
多少人觉得这是可能的?
At least for your neighbor.
再说请问你的邻居。
You understand?
了解到了吗?
We make this into something that is impossible.
我们把这个事情好像把它这个不犯罪的生活成了一个
Because we look to the past.
觉得是不可能过一个得胜的生活。
20 years down the road.
因为我们看看过去再看看20年以后。
Oh, I'm sorry.
没关系 That's okay. Yeah.
Is it okay?
I think so.
And we forget.
然后我们就忘掉了。
That God has called us to live today.
神呼召我们要过今天。
Keeping His commandment.
要遵守他的诫命。
Keeping His word.
遵守他的话语。
Walking as He walked.
然后按照他所走的路去走。
And He doesn't say.
他没有说。
This would be a really nice ideal for you to look at.
他说这个不是一个概念，就是你看看就行了。
He says, if you know me,
说如果你认识我,
this will be the normal pattern of your life.
这个就是应该你生活的正常的模式。
We have made this the normal pattern.
我们把说如果我们犯罪变成我们生活的正常模式。
If you sin,
如果你犯罪了。
And we have made keeping his commandments the exception.
我们把这个好像说遵守他的诫命跟随他行，好像这个是不可能，这个是少见的，那个变成正常了。
B is Monday through Saturday.
所以我们的这个第二点呢，就是如果你犯罪，我们就是说星期一到星期六是我的生活。
And A is Sunday from 10 o'clock till sometime that afternoon.
遵守诫命呢，过什么就是从早晨十点到下午什么时候，就这一段。
Except that sometimes at lunch we're tempted to the sin of gossip.
然后除了在吃饭的时候，我们可能我们的罪就是讲闲话的罪。
So we don't even get to the afternoon.
所以我们连到下午都坚持不到。
No, I don't know Chinese.
我听不懂中文。
But I know people.
但是我了解人性。
I haven't been listening. I just know you.
我虽然我听不懂你的话，但是我就是我了解我们的人性。
John says, turn it around.
但是约翰说你要把这个翻转过来。
Make this your pattern.
让这个遵守诫命，这个不犯罪成为你的正常的生活。
Live this way.
按照这个来生活。
And then, if I fall,
如果你要真的小心犯罪了，我有一位中保。
But this is the pattern.
但是这个 A 是我们应该正常，是我们的模式。
Now you say, oh, that sounds nice.
你说这个听起来很好啊。
But you don't know me.
但是你不了解我。
Yes, I do.
我了解你，我认识你。
So let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
所以让我们翻到那个哥林多前书十章。
I do, yes, 10.
Yeah, 哥林多前书第十章。
I do know you.
我确实了解。
And I know that it's impossible.
我了解到说不可能对你来讲。
For you to live consistently in victory over temptation.
就是能够持续不断的过一个胜过试探的生活。
I know me.
我也了解我自己。
And I know that it's impossible.
我也了解到那是不可能的。
And so why does John say, this is what I want you to do?
为什么约翰会说这是我这个遵守神的诫命，这个是我想要你生
活的。When all the commentators say it's impossible.
所有的解经学家都说遵守神的诫命成为正常的生活不可能。为什么约翰说这个是可能的。
And someone says, well, it's to encourage us.
那有的人就说哦，这是为了要鼓励我。
It doesn't encourage me.
但是就说你要遵守神的诫命才是认识他。
If it's impossible, how am I going to be encouraged?
如果这个对我来讲根本就是不可能过的生活，我怎么会被鼓励呢？
If you say, go out here and run a mile in 3 minutes.
如果你对我说出去跑三分钟之内跑一迈。
And I say, that's impossible.
我说对我来讲根本不可能。
And you say, I'm just trying to encourage you.
你说哎呀那个我就是想要鼓励你。
I'm not encouraged.
我一点都没被鼓励到。
You say, I'm just trying to give you a goal to strive for.
我就想给你，你说，我就想给你个目标，让你努力。
That's no goal.
那个对我来讲根本不是目标。
I can't do it.
因为我根本做不到一分三分钟跑一迈。
So why does John say this?
为什么约翰会这样说呢？
Let's find out.
让我们找一下，看一下。
First Corinthians is Paul.
哥林多前书第十章。
Verse 12.
保罗说十二节。
Therefore, let no one think that he stands. I'm sorry. Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall.
所以自己以为站得稳的需要谨慎免得跌倒。
Someone reads 1 John.
有些人比如说读了约翰一书。
They leave class.
然后他们就下课了。
And they say, ha, I've got this whipped.
然后他们说好了我这下可以过得胜的生活了。
John said,It's possible that I may not sin.
约翰说了，我可以不犯罪。
I can keep his commandments.
然后我可以
I can keep his word. I can walk
我可以遵守他的诫命，我可以遵守他的话语，我可以遵循他的话。
I got this whipped.
现在我这个可以了，我自己要决定了。
And you go home.
然后你回家了。
And your wife.
然后你的太太
just does something that she ought to know better.
然后你太太做点事她应该知道不要那样做吧。
And soon you are screaming and yelling.
然后你就对着她又嚷嚷又喊又叫的。
And you're back to B.
然后你又回到第二点了，就是如果你犯罪，B点。
Paul says,
保罗说,
when you walk out that door,
当你离开这个教室的门口的时候,
if you think you're standing tall, take heed, you're about to
fall. 如果你觉得你自己能够站稳了, 你要小心呢。
But he doesn't stop there.
但是保罗没有说就停在那里。
Again, so often, that's all of our focus.
所以有的时候我们就光停在那个第十二节。
But here is the key.
这个关键点在于什么？关键在于什么？
We look at, who am I?
我们也看看说我是谁，我在基督里。
We ask, is victory possible?
然后我们知道说得胜，胜利对我们是可能的。
And now I want you to see how do I keep win this victory.
然后第三点，我们现在来看我们怎么样来赢得这场征战。
And it's not by thinking I am strong.
不是来想说我很强壮。
Verse 13.
第十三节说到。
No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man.
你们所遇见的试探无非是人所能受的。
God is faithful.
神是信实的。
He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability.
必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。
With the temptation, he will provide a way of escape.
在受试探的时候总要给你们开一条出路。
That you may be able to endure it.
叫你们能忍受得住。
When you face temptation,
当你面对试探的时候
first of all, please understand,
请大家真的是了解到
is God going to remove temptation from your life?
神会把你生命中的试探都给挪去吗？
No. We live in a fallen world.
我们生活在一个最堕落的世界里。
Someone said they had a prayer they prayed every day.
有人说我每天都祷告说
God, thank you that you have helped me to live a victorious life so far.
感谢你到现在为止你都让我过一个得胜的生活。
I have not gossiped.
我没有说闲话在背后。
I have not lost my temper.
我也没有发过脾气。
I have not thought any sinful thoughts.
我也没有这个有不好的有罪的想法。
I have said no sinful words.
我也没说过这个犯罪的话。
But God.
但是神。
It's almost time to get up.
但是马上就要起床了。
And after that it will be harder.
然后一旦起床了这个能这样的就很难了。
We live in a fallen world.
我们住在一个堕落的世界里。
And when it's time to get up,
当你一旦起床了,
it gets harder.
就开始很难了。
For me, you know, Mondays at 2 o'clock, no.
但星期一。
We live in a world surrounded by temptation.
我们这个世界里面周围充满了试探。
But Paul says to us,
保罗说,
number one,
第一点,
you're not alone.
你不是孤单的。
You're not the only one who faces this temptation.
你不是说唯一的面对这种试探的。
But more importantly,
但更重要的是,
God knows you.
神知道你,认识你。
He knows your limits.
他知道你的承受能力,你的极限。
And through his grace,
因着他的恩典,
he will not allow you to be tempted beyond those limits.
他不会让你受试探过于你所能受的,过于你的极限。
Now, here's the practical problem.
这是一个实际的问题。
In the moment of temptation,
在你面对试探的那一刻,
I'm pretty sure he's wrong about my limits.
我觉得神肯定是不知道我的极限,我所能承受的。
Because Satan comes along,
然后撒旦这时候就会来攻击你。
And he sits right here,
然后他就在你耳边。
And he points to this, and
然后他就说,
says, uh-uh.
说你看看,你看看,你过去失败了这么多次,3829次。你这次肯定赢不了。
You failed too many other times.
你过去已经失败这么多次了。
I have to remember at that moment.
在那一刻的时候,我要记住。
This is who I am. I am a new creature.
我是谁?我在基督里是新造的人。
This is what God has called me to do, to live a life of obedience.
神的第一点,神要让我过一个能够,也可以过一个不犯罪的,遵守他话语的生活。
And this is who is going to give me deliverance.
谁会给我拯救呢?
God is faithful.
神是信实的。
And if he allows this temptation,
如果他允许这个我面临这个试探,
then he knows that through his grace it is possible for me to resist.
因着他的恩典我可以得胜我可以胜过
这个试探。Now I must be honest.
但是我要很坦白地
讲, sometimes,
有的时候,
he seems to think the limits are here.
有的时候神觉得我们的界限在这里这么大。
And I really wish he thought they were here.
我们真的很希望说神想我的极限就这么小。
I wish he didn't have quite as much confidence.
我希望神对我不要那么有信心。
But as long as you are where he wants you to be.
只要你是在他的旨意当中，你在你要去的地方是他让你去的。
He knows the limits.
他知道这个极限。
He will provide, Paul says, a way of escape.
保罗说了，他会给你开一条出路。
And by the way, again, sometimes the solution is simply a way of escape.
所以有的时候呢，就是有的时候这个解决之道就是逃离。
There is no need for me to go some places.
对我完全没有必要，你要去一个地方。
And pray, God, please keep me from temptation.
你去一个地方，你对神说，哦，神啊，你让我不要遇见试探。
There's a door marked exit.
然后在那个门上面有一个说出口。
And that is my way of escape.
那个就是你的那个出路，那个出口就是你的出路。
I just need to walk away.
你就希望你那个时候，你的出路就是离开那个地方。
He will give a way of escape.
他会给我们开一条出路。
He will give power to endure that temptation.
或者他给我们那个能力让我们能忍受得住。
Now we have this great encouragement.
我们有一个很大的鼓励。
Hebrews 4.
在希伯来书第四章。
And I need you to think through some theology.
我要现在要想一想神学上的问题。希伯来书。
Here is the theology I need you to think.
我希望大家所想的这个神学的这个要思想的是。
Was Jesus.
耶稣基督。
Fully and completely human.
他是不是完全的人
yes.
是的。
The correct answer is yes.
Yes. Shake his hand, his head. Yeah. 主耶稣是完全的人。
Jesus came.
主耶稣来到这个世间。
Completely and fully human.
他是完全的百分之百的人。
He was one of us.
他是我们其中的一员。
And he faced temptation in that humanity.
他是在这个人性中来面对这个试探的。
That is one of the big themes of the Gospel of Luke.
这就是那个约翰那个路加福音的主题。
To say he is man.
就是去强调他是人。
He gives us the birth story.
他约翰路加福音讲到耶稣出生
的故事。He's born as a human.
他是成为人的样式、就是、
He gives us the genealogy all the way back to Adam.
他也给我们路加福音给那个耶稣的家谱一直追溯到亚当。
This is who he is. He's one of us.
他就路加福音强调的是他是我们其中的一员他是人。
He tells us going to Jerusalem as a 12-year-old boy.
讲到路加福音讲到耶稣12岁的时候去耶路撒冷朝圣。
Luke is the only one that tells this story, but I love this story.
路加是唯一讲到耶稣12岁故事的那个人。
They get to Jerusalem.
他们到了耶路撒冷。
This beautiful city.
那个是一个很美的城市。
The temple and all the excitement.
然后这个圣殿里边的这一切的兴奋。
And Jesus does what my son did when he was 12 years old.
耶稣所做就像我的儿子12岁所做的事情。
He wanders away from his parents.
然后就走散了跟父母走散了。
And he forgets when it's time to go home.
然后忘掉该回家的时间了。
Jesus isn't rebelling in that story, he just forgot.
主耶稣不是说在那个故事里面就是悖逆而是他就在那儿走走走就忘了。
Why?
为什么
He's a 12-year-old boy, he's human.
因为他是人他只有12岁。你知道吗
I have asked my college students and many of them get the answer wrong.
我问我的那个大学生他们很多人答案都错了。
Did Jesus ever have the flu?
他们就说耶稣有没有得过流感呢
Yeah.
有我们说
caught a cold.
有没有得过感冒呢
He was human.
他是人
He was the son of a carpenter, so he learned to be a carpenter.
所以他是木匠的儿子所以他也需要做木匠
And he smashed his thumb.
他有没有不小心拿锤子砸到自己的手指头呢
And when he smashed his thumb, what did he say?
当他那个手被砸到的时候他会怎么样
He did not say, Almighty Father, I thank thee that thou hast allowed me this pain.
他不是说手被砸到被锤子砸到说哦、oh, 全能的神啊谢谢你允许我有这个痛。
He said,
他说
that hurts!
他说好痛啊
Dad, fix it!
等爸爸赶快帮我弄这个手啊好痛啊。
Dad said,
爸爸
go see your mom.
去找你妈去。
He was human.
他是完全是人。
Now this is important.
这个是很重要的。
Because many of us deep inside think.
在我们里边我们就想说。
That he was just God.
他是神。
roaming around in clothes, pretending to be one of us.
他为了穿着人的衣服，假装成我们其中的一员。
We think he was a fake.
我们觉得他是假的，不是真的是人。
Jesus was not a fake.
主耶稣不是假的。
He was one of us.
他就是我们其中的一员。
Now, here's why that's important.
为什么这个很重要呢？
Hebrews 4:15.
在希伯来书第四章第十五节。
We don't have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness.
因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱。
When you face that temptation,
当你面对那个试探的时候
Jesus isn't watching you from heaven,
主耶稣从天上看着你
saying, just man up.
说你自己起来你能够胜过的。
Why is this bothering you?
为什么这个东西对你这么大的试探
no,
这么难呢
Instead,
不是这样而是他说
in every respect he was tempted,
在每一个方面他也受像我们那样受过试探。
Yet,Without sin.
但是呢却没有犯罪。
He was living exactly as we are called to live.
他就是完全的活在我们被呼召的那要过的那种圣洁的生活里。
When he sees you in that moment of temptation,
当他看到你在那个试探的那一刻的时候
he doesn't say,
他没有说
ha, you ought to be able to handle that.
你自己可以做到的。
He says,
他说
I was there.
我也经历过。
You are tempted.To lose your temper and give them a piece of your mind.
你那时候可能你的试探就是说你想发脾气，然后把你心里所想的都讲出来。
And he says, I understand.
我完全的了解主耶稣说。
I spent 3 years with Simon Peter.
我跟约翰彼得，我跟彼得待了西门彼得待了三年。
There were a whole bunch of times I was tempted.
有好多时候。
To give him a piece of my mind.
我都被试探，想要告诉他我心里的真实想法。
You experience the sexual temptation.
你有时候在那个性上经历试探。
I lived there.
我也经历过这种试探，主耶稣说。
I lived in your world.
我在你们的世上生活过。
I was tempted just as you're tempted.
我就像你们那样被试探。
But,
但是
I did what God calls you to do.
但是呢，我却做了生活在神所要我们过的生活里面。
To live in victory over that temptation.
就是过一个得胜的生活，胜过试探的生活。
He lived the way we're to live.
他就像我们那样的生活，我们怎么活，他也怎么活。
That's our model.
那是他是我们的榜样。
You say, but it's impossible.
但是你说不可能。
I know it was.
我知道我过去失败了这么3000多次。
We were dead in our sins.
我们过去死在过犯罪恶中。
And I'm not talking about 20 years down the road.
我也不是说我再过20年以后。
I need a self-erasing board.
我 need to take a picture. Yeah.
But right here today.
但是在今天。
Where I am on January 28th.
比如今天1月28号。
This temptation right now.
现在我所面对的这个试探。
He has faced it.
第一个主耶稣他面对过这种试探。
And if I will walk with him.
如果我跟他同行。
He will give me victory over
他就会给我这个胜过试探的这个能力。
That's what it means to live in victory over temptation.
这个就意味着真正的意义就是怎么样可以过一个胜过试探的生活。
Not talking about the rest of your life.
不是讲到说你未来的生活，你怎么一生。
I'm talking about today.
我所讲的是今天。
And then tomorrow you get up.
然后明天早上起来的时候。
And once again you walk with him.
又跟他同行明天早晨。
Now, how did he do it?
然后主耶稣是怎么做到的
They're ringing that bell again.
他们又开始响铃了。
Some week I'm going to take the thing out of the bell so they, nothing happens. Let me just quickly say this.
然后我们很快的讲。
When Jesus is tempted.
当主耶稣被试探的时候。
And if you haven't read Luke 4, read it this week.
如果你还没有读过路加福音第四章，这个星期请读一下。
But when he's tempted, there are 3 things that are important.
有当他被试探的时候，三件事情很重要。
Number 1, it tells us that he was being led by the Holy Spirit.
第一个，他是被圣灵引导，就到了旷野中。
Again, I know this is too simple.
我对你们来讲，好像这个太简单了。
But there are some places you just shouldn't go.
你知道吗？对你们来讲，对我们来说，有些地方我们不应该去。
There are some times when I know if I go talk to this person right now.
有的时候我知道，如果我现在跟那个人去说话
，I am going to sin.
我可能就会犯罪。
Because I'm going to say the wrong thing.
因为我会说那个错的话。
And so the first thing is right now.
第一个是现在这个时刻。
I'm going to go do something else.
我去别的地方。
He's following the Holy Spirit.
第一个呢，耶稣是跟随圣灵。
Second, he is praying.
第二点呢，他在祷告。
He lives a life of prayer.
他整个耶稣的生活是一个祷告的生活。
The reason your daily devotion time is important.
为什么我们每日的灵修是很重要的呢?
Is not that God is sitting in heaven keeping score.
不是说是在天上在那里给你在检查你。
Up, missed one.
好说你好今天你没有在这个你没有做这个灵修生活你现在回到。
Up, missed one.
啊你又你又回去再从回到刚开始。
It is that prayer equips me to face the challenges and the temptations of today.
而是这个祷告呢来装备我们能够面对今天所面临的挑战和试探。
That's why I always fast and pray Monday's lunch.
所以我总是在星期一的中午要祷告进食。
I'm sorry, John.
对不起呢。
I bet B.
我现在又刚才又犯罪了。
The reason prayer every day is important, one reason.
那个祷告每天很重要的一个原因就是
I am doing when I pray what Jesus did when he was facing temptation.
就是当我们祷告就像主耶稣他要面对试探的时候他要先祷告。
I'm cooperating with God's grace.
我真的是来求神的恩典临到我。
And then the third thing that we see
in
Jesus. Every time he faces temptation,
当主耶稣每次面对试探的时候他说
It is written.
经上记着说
And then he quotes scripture.
然后他就开始引用经文。
The Bible is central to how Jesus responded to temptation.
就是圣经上的这个中心点就是主耶稣面对试探的时候他是怎么反应的。
Read the Bible, make it part of your life.
仔细的读圣经让它成为你生活的一部分。
But then do something more.
然后更多的要做的是
I'm going to ask you one more thing to raise your hands for.
我会再问大家一个问题需要大家举手。
And don't worry, I'm not going to follow it with asking you for a verbal testimony.
我不会再接着让你们给你们的见证。
But how many of you know right now?
多少人你现在你知道
What temptation it is that is most likely to face you?
你知道什么样的试探
In the next week. How many of you have a pretty good idea the kinds of temptation
你要知道什么样的试探你会面对
Most of us know.
大概我们都知道我们所会面对的试探
No, I'm not going
to. 待会我们一起走。
A group of believers were together.
我们长大的时候我在教会里长大的。
And they were talking about their temptation.
然后他们有时候会讲自己所面临的试探。
And this one said, I am very often tempted to steal.
有的人说我的试探是我想老想偷东西。
He says, I am often tempted to run around with women.
有的人说我想跟别的女人跑回家。
I am tempted to get drunk.
有的人说我想喝醉酒。
And the last one said, I am very often tempted to gossip. And today is very exciting.
最后一个人说我的试探就是去讲闲话今天好兴奋知道这么多事儿。
Most of us know.
我们其实每个人都知道。
The area of recurring temptation.
就是我们这个不断所面临的试探。
There will be surprises, yes.
对有时候会有那个意外的事。
But we know the area that keeps coming back.
但是我们知道有一个地方是我们最终结的。
It's this one right here.
就是那个你失败三千多次的那个试探。
Okay.Let me give you just a very simple and practical suggestion.
让我给大家一个很简单很实际的一个建议。
Go home.
回家了。
Use a study Bible.
用你的这个研读圣经版本。
Look on the internet.
或者上网去找一找。
Bible verses.
然后就是说有些那个经节。
About gossip.
就找一找比如说关于那个说闲话的这个圣经经节。
Make a list of Ten of them.
然后记下来十节
Yeah. And then start to memorize them.
然后开始来把它记下来
Put them in your mind.
把这些经节放在你的脑中
You see, it struck me one day something very simple about Jesus.
有一天呢就有一件事情让我意识到让我很震撼
When Satan tempted him,
当那个撒旦来试探耶稣的时候
Jesus said, it is written, and he quoted the Old Testament, the Bible.
然后呢主耶稣就说经上记着说然后他马上就讲了旧约经节
How did Jesus know those verses?
主耶稣怎么知道这些旧约经节呢这些经节呢
He memorized it.
他背下来了
One of my students said, his father wrote it.
有一个学生说他这些经节天父都写下来给他了写在他的脑中。
Yeah, but he memorized it.
第一个他像我们一样
From childhood, he did what all Jewish children did. He memorized it.
所有的这个犹太人的男孩都要做的事情就是要记背经节。所以当他面对试探的时候
In his mind is the verse.
在他的脑中马上就这个经节就浮现出来。
Memorize verses. You don't have to be a genius to do this.
当然你不需要是天才来做这些，你要
write it on a card,
把这个经节写在你的手卡片上
reading it over,
然后就一遍一遍的
until it's memorized.
直到你最后把它记下来。
Read, memorize, meditate. Feed it into your mind. Make it part of you.
背诵，然后是默想，然后让它成为你的一部分。
So that when that temptation comes,
所以当你那个试探来临的时候
，you are able to say, God's purpose is for me to keep His commandments.
神的对我的心意是要让我遵守他的诫命。
I am a new creature who God has made it possible for me to keep.
我是一个新造的人，我就有可能来遵守神的诫命。
He is living in me and won't allow me to be tempted beyond what I can.
他在我里边，他不会让我受试探过于我所能受的。
And so I am going to quote God's word.
所以我就要引用神的话语。
And in the face of that temptation,
在我面对试探的时候
I am going to say,
我就要说
it is written.
经上记着说
And I'm going to respond.
然后我用这样来回应。
I'm not going to worry about the past. I'm not going to look to the future.
再去忧虑我的过去，去担心未来。
For today,
但是对今天
it is written.
现他经上记得说
And I'm going to have victory today.
然后我今天就要得胜。
If we do that,
如果我们这样做
one day at a time,
一天一天
we live out what God calls us to live.
我们就活出来神要让我们所活的。
We don't have to live in bondage.
我们就不需要活在这种捆绑中，过去的捆绑中。
We're able to be the people God called us to be.
我们就可以成为神所呼召我们要成为的子民。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, it's easy to talk about temptation in theory.
主啊，在理论上来谈论这个试探是很容易的。
It's easy to say words about it.
就是讲这个话是很容易的。
But Lord, every one of us this week.
但是我们其中的每个人，当我们面对试探的时候
，Every one of us is going to face some temptation to go away from the path that you have called us to walk.
我们每个人都会面对一些试探，让我们不再就是远离。偏离你所让我们所行的道路。
I will face that temptation.
我会面对这个试探。
And everyone in this room will face.
然后我们其中这个房间里的每个人也会面对这种试探。
Would you help us this week to remember who you have made us to be?
求你帮助我们，让我们记住你把我们造成，你呼召我们要成为什么样子。
You have made us new creatures and you have called us to be holy.
你让我们成为新造的人，你呼召我们成为圣洁。
Would you remind us that you told us that it is possible to live in obedience?
求你不断的提醒我们，让我们知道说我们可以过在一个完全对你顺服的生活中。
And would you help us to begin today to take the practical steps?
求你帮助我们今天就开始来练习，来操练。
Of putting your words into our minds.
把你的话语放在我们的头脑，放在我们的心里。
Of meditating on your words.
默想你的话语。
So that when we face temptation,
所以当我们面对试探的时候
we can be victorious.
我们可以得胜。
I pray in Jesus.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen. Amen. Next week.